Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. It's a shortened version of Sports Talk tonight because at 5:30 we throw it to the LSU Radio Network, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 as the Tigers play number one ranked Arkansas. Pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6 p.m. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Nick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Guys, I'm happy to be here. New Orleans is one of my very favorite places on earth, and I look forward to the conversation.
Man, Nick, the weather's beautiful. Just absolutely gorgeous here today. It's a lot better than, you know, we talked to somebody in New York. He's like, it's snowing here in Albany. I was like, oh, and you left way too quick because it's really nice.
That's right.
Nick, big game tonight with the Pelicans in Milwaukee. Charlie and I have talked about this, that the Bucks have been a kind of middle-of-the-road team on the road with a losing record. And for the Pelicans, kind of a heartbreak loss the other night. Oh, and you're down by 20, and then all of a sudden you catch up and you up by five. And then OKC got you by the teriyaki. They finish it out with a 12-0 run with things. So it is a huge game for the Pelicans tonight, and they're kind of a version not to get into that play-in tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, I was taking a look at the Pelicans' schedule of the last 10 guys right before I came on with y'all, and I was like, oh, yikes. I mean, there are not too many gimmies in there. There's a Spurs game and a Blazers game, but all the rest of those games are against teams that are playing for something, and it starts right now for them. And for a young team that's trying to find its way together as a group, this is one of those turning points, not only in any year, but as you grow together, these are the games you got to try to find a way to win. So as far as tonight goes, Milwaukee, for as great as Giannis is and for as solid as Dame Lillard has been throughout his career and at various points this season, they don't strike fear in anybody's heart, I wouldn't say, across the league right now, just because they haven't shown it together under Doc Rivers with the way they have played the last few months. So I think the Pelicans can find a way, and they really need to, given what's facing them in the last couple weeks of the regular season here.
Yeah, Nick, I think you're 100% correct. Playoff basketball has already started for this Pelicans team. And if you're looking at the Milwaukee Bucks and then you have the Boston Celtics after that, you're kind of hoping you can split those two games against like the beasts of the East, the 1 and 2 seeds from the Eastern Conference. And then you have the Suns coming to town. The Suns, I almost wrote off after they lost to the Spurs, just given their strength of schedule in the final 10 games is ridiculous as well. But they pick up a huge win last night against Denver. And then you have the Magic, similar to the Bucks, a really top Eastern Conference team, but they've struggled on the road at times this year. The Spurs you already mentioned. So this six-game homestand, they already started at 0-1 for the Pelicans with that loss to the Thunder. It's so, so crucial because you're looking at the standings. You know, the top three are kind of solidified. There's a gap between the Thunder and the Clippers right now. But after that, it is a one-game gap between the Clippers and the Pels and the Mavericks, and then a half-game back between the Suns, the Kings. It's all so tight. And the Pelicans need to keep up with these other teams that are winning or else they'll get overlapped. Like a team by the team like the Mavericks, who are 9-1 in their last 10 on a five-game winning streak. They've come out of nowhere. So the Pelicans, we can't emphasize enough, Nick, how important this week, this series is.
I wish I bet on a horse that could run as fast as the Mavs have been the last couple of weeks.
Getting hot at the right time. My kind of ramble about this is the Pelicans need to keep pace with these other teams that are winning in the West.
Completely. And I think you set up really well where the Pelicans fall as far as the schedule goes in the next week or so. But the teams that are right around them, I mean, Dallas has found the magic that they've been looking for all season, frankly, since they traded Kyrie or traded for Kyrie last season. If you're New Orleans, not only do you want to hold your own in this moment, but again, you're building towards what's potentially coming a month from now. What always strikes me, guys, and I've thought this as I've covered the Pelicans sometimes closely in the playoffs, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, but from a distance, when that building gets filled up for the bigger games, that's a hell of a home court advantage. And when you have a young team and the way Zion has played at various points this year, that it can really give somebody a boost down the stretch. But it's one thing to say it, and it's one thing for fans to be in it, and it's another thing to go out and perform against these upper echelon teams when you're fighting to stay out of that play-in. I believe in this Pelicans group. I think they have the pieces they're going to need, not only to get out of the play-in right now in the last couple weeks here, but moving forward. But they have to prove it to themselves, and that's the most crucial part for any young group that is trying to take that next step in the league.
Insider calls with Nick are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped with adventure-capable features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive, and standard third-row seating. Nick, one of the things when you look at it, I think it's not sometimes who you play, but when you catch them. And are you going to catch the full force Celtics here? Because they seem to have that path where, you know, how they handle things down the stretch. Because they know where they're going to be at this point. This is where sometimes not who you play, but when you play them, I think will come into play.
I agree to a point. When you have the Celtics that really feel like they know where they're headed, they know what it's going to take to get there. When you're making a long run potentially in the playoffs, maybe you do catch them where they're kind of not sleepwalking, but going through the motions late in the season. The only thing I would say on the other side of that point is, look, when a team is that good and when you have players that are trying to catch the rhythm, we just mentioned the Mavericks seem to have found it down the stretch here, but when you're trying to find that rhythm, when you get into the environment sometimes and everybody's amped up and you're playing against a team that is trying as hard as they possibly can to stay out of that play-in, and you're playing against younger players that have gotten some more attention nationally this year, sometimes that can liven up anybody. And I'll give you an example. I was covering that Warriors Magic game last night, and the Warriors were – kind of going through it in the second half. They got a bigger lead early, but the Magic are young. They're tough. They were trying to knock out Steph and the team that had gotten to the mountaintop before. And that game was close at the end. And what happened? Here comes Steph Curry, who couldn't make a shot most of the night, and he's knocking down two of the biggest buckets of the game. So that being said, I think you could catch a break against Boston, especially if you get up on them early enough, but when you've got a team that has played that well, you just don't want to mess around with them at all. And if you're New Orleans, you've got to play everybody the same way because you need any game, obviously, that you can get.
Nick, with a 44-28 record, you're looking at potentially 6-4 to get to the 50-win mark for the second time in franchise history for the Pelicans. I mean, I want to get your thoughts. You're looking to your crystal ball a little bit here. What do you think the Pelicans go over these last 10 games, 8 of which are against teams that are either in the play-in tournament or the playoffs?
I think 6-4 is achievable, but when you're playing without Ingram and you're trying to find the rotations off of that, and when you're missing that big of a piece, I am really curious, like the rest of the league guys, to see how Zion fares in this moment.
And yep,
the
fact I agree. That I think that's
we're
big.
Talking, yeah, I mean, it's a gigantic stretch given all the issues that he's had to this point in the last few years, even getting through a year and getting to the point where he's putting the consistent games together. I mean, guys, I don't have to tell y'all, you see it on a nightly basis. This is the Zion everybody thought was going to be there from the beginning. I mean, this was the type of player that the league thought was going to come in and absolutely dominate every night. It was always within him. It sure seems like he has refocused his game. He certainly refocused his body and how he's preparing for games. But he's the guy. And when you are the guy and you can still, as young as he is, be one of those faces of the league, that's where everything goes. All the pressure, the spotlight, everything happens around Zion. And these are the moments where he can put that team on his back, carry them through into the playoffs, and then see what happens when they get there.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us. We got a short show tonight. I got a neighbor that says this. There's only two seasons in the world, LSU football season, LSU baseball season. So we got LSU baseball cranking up. Appreciate it, buddy. Great insights always, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Always, guys. Have a good day, and I appreciate having the chance to join you.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.